This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Monday, the Trump administration announced new sanctions against Iran's defense ministry and others involved in Tehran's nuclear and weapons program to support U.S. assertion that all U.N. sanctions against Tehran are now restored, a move key allies such as the Europeans dispute. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters Washington also had imposed new sanctions on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who has forged closer ties between Caracas and Tehran. Lebanese President Michel Aoun said Monday his country faces a crisis over forming a government and proposes annulling sectarian quotas in the main cabinet ministries. In a televised address partially published on Twitter, he said, quote, "As the positions have grown harder, there appears no solution on the horizon soon," end quote. Half a dozen major Pakistani opposition parties have joined forces to denounce the military, which they accuse of meddling in politics and rigging the 2018 elections to bring Prime Minister Imran Khan to power. The six parties and some smaller groups signed a statement late Sunday announcing the creation of the Pakistan Democratic Movement to begin nationwide agitation. It may possibly culminate in a January march on the capital, Islamabad. The armed forces have ruled Pakistan for half of its history since independence in 1947. They deny meddling in politics or electoral wrongdoing. Indian authorities have confirmed at least 10 people died in a residential building collapse Monday morning in Maharashtra state. Search and rescue teams are working to find dozens of people who may be trapped in the rubble. At least 11 people were injured when the four-story building collapsed, according to the commissioner of the district where the collapse occurred. He said the building was more than 30 years old and was due for repair and renovation, which were delayed due to the COVID-19 lockdown. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and his rival for the country's top job, Joe Biden, will campaign in two election battlegrounds Monday. This as they spar over the president's plan to fill a vacant Supreme Court seat with only weeks before the voters choose between them. Trump, the Republican seeking re-election November 3rd, will hold campaign events in Ohio, a state some Democrats once saw as a lock for Trump, while the Democratic former vice president makes his second trip of the month to Wisconsin. Each are dealing with presidential contest upended by Friday's death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump said Monday he will announce his nominee Friday or Saturday. Biden leads calls for the Republican-controlled Senate to delay voting on a nominee until the results of the November 3rd election are known. Massive sums of allegedly dirty money have flowed for years through some of the world's largest banking institutions, according to an international journalism investigation published Sunday. The story denounces shortcomings in sector regulations. The investigation was led by 108 international media outlets from 88 different countries and is based on thousands of suspicious activity reports from around the world. The report claims, quote, profits from deadly drug wars, fortunes embezzled from developing countries, and hard-earned savings stolen in a Ponzi scheme were all allowed to flow into and out of these financial institutions, despite warnings from the bank's own employees, end quote. Another grim milestone as U.S.-related coronavirus deaths approach 200,000, according to Johns Hopkins University, which has been tracking the outbreak. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Reaching five times as many, with almost a million dead from the pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins, a staggering number that seemed impossible earlier in the year. However, experts say the real numbers are far higher because of undercounting related to how deaths are classified. Here in the U.S., while some states like New York have been able to lower the death toll since the peak of the outbreak, other states are getting hit with a resurgence, and experts warn of a coming second wave. I'm Julie Walker.
The United Nations marked its 75th anniversary Monday amid a global pandemic and other serious challenges that the Secretary General said highlight the urgency for stronger international cooperation. Quote, "The COVID-19 pandemic has laid bare the world's fragilities. We can only address them together," end quote, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, referencing the disease caused by the coronavirus. The anniversary commemoration kicks off the UN's annual meeting of world leaders. However, the pandemic has transformed the session into a mostly virtual gathering. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.